Morning to Lynn Scarfe. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Are you well?
I am very well, thank you.
Very important job as director and curator in the Science Gallery in Trinity College in Dublin, Ireland.
Yes, great job.
Irish people, Lynn, are obsessed with the weather. We talk about it, we look at it, we complain about it. And then when people talk about something like climate change, it's Buzz Killington. Bored, next. It's like talking about Europe.
Yeah, it is really, isn't it? I mean, if you think about it, every single day we probably have some kind of a conversation with somebody about the weather, particularly when we have weather like we have at the moment. You know, you're saying, oh, it's a nice day. Oh, where's that fog come from? Why are there flying ants all over the place?
Yes.
So we're all having all these conversations all the time. But the minute that somebody says anything about climate change, it effectively is a bit of, as you say, a buzzkill, and people stop having a conversation at all.
I suppose
that's why we wanted to put the exhibition Strange Weather together.
Which makes a lot of sense. Is Strange Weather a kind of the ladybird guide for people like me who aren't that into the climate change thing of way of getting me in? Is it your kind of sneaky way of trying to make me interested in something that normally bores me?
Yes, that's what it is, Lynn. I'd hate you to think that we were being in any way sneaky whatsoever, but I suppose Strange Weather for us was, for a long time, Science Gallery has wanted to do something around this area. And like many people, even ourselves, we sort of felt that a lot of the conversations out there about climate change had an immediate effect where they seemed to kind of go down this negative cul-de-sac and the conversation would effectively stop. And we wanted to do something that was a little bit different, that actually looked in some cases at maybe some of the opportunities that were there, and also approach the whole area with a little bit of humour as well, with a little bit of kind of thought around it, so that people could actually engage and enjoy being at an exhibition around this topic.
Yeah, which I hope they are. You've watched people going around it.
I have. Yeah. So we opened on Friday, and there's a few things that are really big hits with our visitors.
That's
so far.
That's my next question. Exactly. What is catching the eye?
Well, we have one particular area, which is forecasts from the future. And we were incredibly lucky to have Gerald Fleming as one of the curators of the show. And, you know, who doesn't love Gerald Fleming? And with him, we put together this piece called Forecasts from the Future, where you get to tell the weather forecast. But it's the weather forecast with a bit of a twist. So you're kind of doing the 5-decade weather forecast, or you're doing a kind of personal weather forecast that you might get in the future, or one quite humorous one, you're doing a weather forecast which is based on lots of colloquial phrases that we all use in Ireland to describe the weather, you know, things like, oh, you know, you can't see the mountain, so, you know, it must be foggy, or, you know, all these weird and odd phrases that we have. So that's proved to be a big success. People are loving the experience of doing a green screen, and some people are really good at it.
Yeah.
Who knew that we had, so many presenters hidden amongst our visitors. And then the other piece that people are really enjoying is, because I suppose we all like to do a little bit of betting, is weather betting. And for that one, our visitors are being pitted against Met Aaron. And so basically, our ability to predict the weather has improved by about one day a decade since the 80s. It might not feel like it has, but it actually has. And so the first sort of 7 days, they're really good at predicting what the weather might be like. But the 8th day gets a bit tricky.
Yeah.
So our visitors can predict what the weather might be like 8 days' time. And then we're putting that against what Met Aaron is predicting for 8 days' time and seeing who comes out the most accurate.
Okay, I like the sound. I was intrigued by a report recently about the hurricane names, that that people won't run away from a hurricane if it's a nice name like Hurricane Jane. They're going to go, that's grand. But a Hurricane Thor, and they're running.
And they're lagging it.
Yeah, so do we have to be sexist about how we name our hurricanes now?
Well, apparently it's so ingrained in all of us. Yeah, so this was a report by the National Academy of Sciences, which basically found out that in terms of the naming of hurricanes, if they have a female name, they do more damage. And the theory is they do more damage because people are less likely to take precautions, to take cover, because they presume that it's going to be a weaker hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking these questions in what we call our climate council, where we are putting a number of questions out to our audience, you know, odd and strange ones, but asking them to make choices. And it's turned out to be really interesting because people have engaged in some really interesting debate. And the model in Science Gallery is that we have mediators, which are undergraduate science students, and they are fantastic at, you know, just talking to people about what the show's about. So, you know, people are sitting at this table for ages actually getting into interesting conversations because we're putting out questions that are, you know, that are a little bit more unusual. You know, one of the questions that we're asking is around, you know, how would Ireland feel about taking in climate refugees in the future? Because Ireland may be in an advantageous position where, given our situation in terms of what we experience from climate change in the future, won't be as extreme as other countries, obviously Australia and so on. So people might actually start wanting to move to Ireland as a climate migrant.
That's a new one on us, but we have to leave it there. Lynn, thank you. I'm sorry it was so short because there's loads to talk about, but it's a free exhibition. It's a nerd fest. It's happening in the Science Gallery, Trinity College Dublin, until the 5th of October. I think it's a lovely way to spend an afternoon with the kids when you get bored now, and it's
absolutely
free. Strange Weather, sciencegallery.com for details. What a pleasure to talk to you, Lynn. We'll do it. It's free, and I said, yeah. It's good to talk to you. We'll do it again sometime, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely, Ryan. Good to talk to you, too.
Thanks so much. And that's Lynn Scarfe, Director and Curator at the Science Gallery at Trinity College in Dublin.